Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast, catching up to you all at the end of the 2022 summer season. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. And now, I think apart from Maiden Abyss and a couple of other things, we've actually watched things this season. I've been following Call of the Night and The Pharmacist Isekai, as well as the topic of today, which is Licorice Recoil. So, what have you been watching, Karsten?
Oh, I've been following the Awashi football anime. Also had to go and check out the manga because I was quite hooked. The show did a great job in reaching out to me and telling me to follow this. So I ordered some books online and
Oh, that's very interesting.
Kind of unusual for me, or maybe usual, I don't know. I watched Kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah.
And probably not a show you would think I would watch. There's no real powers or overpowered powers there. So I kind of enjoy the simple power system, if you can say it like that.
Yeah, also sure.
The intrigues of following each king or country.
Lord and land, rulers, and so on and so forth. But bringing it back to the football anime, what level is this football been played at? Is it top level or is it like local?
It's local for where they are in the anime.
But they will reach higher levels, I guess.
I guess. Won't be spoiling anything, but...
Okay, well...
I mean, they probably in the anime, you could say they reached a college level. Or,
Oh, okay, so not that promising yet, but I guess they might actually be good one day.
Yeah, and in Japan, it's... I can only think of maybe two famous Japanese football players, so yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into the topic of the day. The super secret assassin agency whose job is to stop any potential threat to the peace and to stop it dead in its tracks, like killing people and then scrubbing their existence from all records. And that is basically what Licorice do. What do you think of an agency like this? Do you think...
I mean, it's an old take on with new technology.
Yeah, it's basically what Stalin did back in the day. And we all meme about that now, but it's like... seeing it in action in the like the 21st century is kind of a daunting thing. And I mean, to have an anime about it where the agents are young girls, do you think that is just for us watching, or do you think it's realistic that the agents are young girls?
No, not really. They have this counterpart that's called Lilibel, that are only boys.
Yeah, but when do we ever see them, except for the very end?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's basically anime. It's what it is. Cute girls doing cute things.
Yeah, well, I don't think... Well, I think that's pretty rude to say of me, but I think a lot of the girls are not very cute. Or unmemorable.
Unmemorable, yeah.
Yes, totally. I think that's the word to use. So it's like...
I mean, Chisato is stealing the whole spotlight every time she's coming into frame.
Yes. So there's two important girls, unlike the rest of them. I don't know. It's like everything revolves around this little cafe they've made. And no one else really matters, I think.
It's yeah.
To me, at least.
To me too. It seems like the headquarters don't really go out of their way to even visit. They send these low agents there and check up, but only to get answers they can't collect on their own.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of the issue. Because I'm not saying this is like off the bat, I'm saying this is a bad anime. I think it's a very decently engaging anime. But I think it has some major disregard for details. It has this like super AI that's supposed to be unhackable, but then it folds like a house of cards later. And you have a commander that is both stupid and kind-hearted, and it's not stupid suddenly. And then, like an L, totally irrelevant, like a cabal institute, the Allen Institute, or whatever. It's like all of those things that aren't really focused on, that I really wish were maybe explored more or explained better, and fleshed out the world we're living in.
Yeah, because we get the small hints that Japan is clouded in a fog over what's happening in the rest of the world. It's war and terrorism and everywhere. But Japan has only accidents. They have
Yeah, but basically,
successfully
what is
covered up.
interesting is after the death of Shinzo Abe, that's how the West portrayed Japan. There's no gun crime, there's no nothing like this. This was a total anomaly. So, I mean, where was Licorice when Shinzo Abe was killed? Too soon, maybe, but yeah.
Too soon, too soon. Yeah.
That's.
I mean, it's kind of what people portrayed Norway as before the accident
Yeah, before
in the
Anders
island.
Breivik, yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
now they're
I
using
guess you're
it.
right. That's a very good point, actually. So yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like what I immediately thought was like out of was like an off tone, basically. But I guess we could get
But
into the
then,
more positive things, because there's a lot of
yeah,
positive things about this anime.
the animation. Oh my God. A1 Pictures did a really good job on animation. Except the cars. I couldn't stand the cars.
What
But
was wrong
everything
with the
else was.
cars?
I don't know, they just felt like square boxes running around. Badly paced
Oh, they
animation.
didn't choose the supercars and now you're upset. Jesus.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was fine for what it's trying to do, but yeah. I mean, they put so much work into everything else. Why couldn't they have just. It just felt like it was a little rough speed-wise, if you can see it that way. Why?
Oh, you didn't feel like they had the speed, or didn't feel like you were at speed when we were at
Yeah.
speed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get that. I like the way the characters move around. It's like not completely a jump cut. You see where the character was and where they are going. That's always good. There's not like a total whiplash when you're trying to watch. You don't get sick.
Yeah.
I think maybe the bullet dodging ability is a little overpowered, but yeah.
Yeah, but then again, I really enjoyed the pacifist route they chose to take. It's kind of refreshing to see this type of show where they don't stack up the bodies, even though the rest of the Licorice maybe do it that way, but Chisato is
Yeah,
very
it's
different from
surprising how
everybody.
useless the rest of the Licorice is, though. considering how much training they had and
Yeah.
how effortlessly they disregarded Takina. I would have thought they would needed someone as accurate as Takina when you look at the rest of them who are totally useless. It's an embarrassment. I don't know how they ever get work done.
Yeah.
Like James Bond villains of accuracy. So yeah. But also talking about the fight scenes, what is great is the music that accompanies the fight scenes, because like already in episode 3 when they started ramping up like the music before fight scenes, you already know that something epic is gonna happen when this music plays. It's like the WWE. Oh, who is this? Who is this theme's mu music belong to?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Totally. And kind of unusual for you to notice that.
No, it's the opening music I don't pay attention to.
Yeah. I
The
mean,
music
it's
during the show I usually pay attention to.
this is one of those shows that just make me wanna sit through the opening and ending. And I did for the most part, so yeah.
Yeah, they were decent. I sat through 10 seconds of them.
Yeah.
They were pretty catchy, I would say.
Mean, yeah, sometimes there were these small snippets of not spoiler, but important moments after the ending. So
Oh yeah, I did watch those. I did watch the after credits scenes. Mostly involving this terrorist, Majima, I think. And
yeah.
him plotting what he's gonna do next.
I mean, yeah, you say terrorist, but I felt kinda he was the, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but he killed a lot of people.
It's kinda like Light from Death Note.
No, it's not at all, but yeah, sure.
I mean, you wanna hate him. You think he's doing, I mean, it's a good villain. Probably that, he's just trying to show the Japan people that the world isn't this way.
Yeah, sure.
You're shrouded
But
in
does he have
fear.
no shame at all? He's been hit by 50 rubber bullets and he still thinks he's equal. What is this?
Yeah.
He's like, he's being beat by Rock Lee with training weights. This is embarrassing. Why
If you
does
don't kill
he?
your opponent, you can always come back.
Yeah, but I mean, the
And
point of the
that's the
exercise is
problem.
proving who's better. It's not about killing the other person necessarily. He shows that when he's like being cool in the intermissions, sharing a drink and showing up at her apartment and all of that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he is kind of right though, because I mean, if the government is covering up something bad, and I think this is very dangerous waters to be discussing, so let's not speculate, let's just take something the government has actually covered up and has admitted they've covered up, like the Iraqi war, where
Yeah.
there were no weapons of mass destruction and the public was lied to, and
The moon landing?
yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm joking. I'm joking.
It's like it's this question of like
There's
Public
for sure.
obedience versus like yeah, trust, I guess.
Yeah. It will always be a gray area what info you need to release to the public of
I don't think it
highly
should be,
classified.
but yeah, if they're gone to this degree, I guess they can't go back now. I
Yeah.
guess they have to obfuscate everything now.
And it's kinda, yeah.
So yeah, I guess he's right, but he is He was murdering a lot of cops. He was mur he w was trying to murder a lot of civilians in the underground. But in the end, he ended up setting off fireworks instead of explosions. So I don't know if that redeems him.
No, I mean, you say this with a view to trying to make the villain the silent hero or something. But as you said, he did kill a lot of innocent bystanders. But then again, I mean, it's a good written character, you could say that.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't totally rip off V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
There were some elements, though. Especially like the fireworks.
Also, kind of die hard ish,
Yeah,
climbing the
and
towers and
they had some homages to that with all the DVDs.
yeah. plenty of bad titles, and they always do that in anime. Nuka Cola, no, Kula Cola or something.
Yeah, and the upside down M for McDonald's.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, though, I think kind of the stakes are kind of thrown out the window already in episode 3, because after a rocky first mission, they've had like the mock fight against Fuki and the other girl. And now everyone is suddenly on board with the Church of Shisato. And when the bombshell drops later, we all know they're all gonna be on board with their own way to try to secure the artificial heart. And we all know they're gonna disobey orders because they've disobeyed orders before. So I think the old orders thing is kind of like stupid at this point. Are you really going to disobey orders again? Yes, of course they are.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only reprimanding thing they did in the whole show was sending Takina to the cafe for bad order. So I don't think the chain of command kind of works in the show. Or if it was just a pushover.
Yeah, and I think also, I think Shisato also comments on all of the holes in the logic of why they lost all the weapons, why everything went wrong, why they kicked Takina out. All of this is questioned already in episode 2 or 3, and it's like, it really shows that this DA organization is absolutely flawed.
Yeah.
And
And
it comes to a climax when they send all of their agents to one spot for them to be potentially blown up by one bomb.
yeah. And I think if you have to pinpoint the one problem, it's the main boss of the organization is the boss of both Licorice and the boy spies. What he says goes towards the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And of course, there's supposed to be a shadow organization, the Allen organization, hovering around, but apparently
I
he's
didn't really.
controlling the terrorists, but he's not really controlling the terrorists, and he fails, and there's no boss after him. There's no boss after Mr. Yoshi, so that is also pretty puzzling.
Yeah, and we kind of only see three people involved with the Allen Institute. It was never a, I mean, they could have focused more on this to make it seem a little
Yeah, they go
villainous.
really hard on this puppet master route because they even show a puppet somewhere in the show. And like, yeah, it's I thought of course there's this a puppet master somewhere, but there's not.
And also the hackers. We have to get into that, covering their
Yeah, that's
face
pretty
with
funny.
masks and costumes.
The hackers
I
are a
thought it was
total parody.
clever. I think that was hilarious. And the way they got Walnut to come over to the cafe was also very nice and became a part of the team, so.
Yeah, I still don't really know why, but yeah, sure, it's fine by me. Because she's a homie now. We don't know her age. It's a secret, apparently.
It's always a secret.
It's weird though that the super hacker is totally down with government cover-ups. I would thought that would some be something she would want to expose, but yeah.
Probably in it for the money, or
Yeah, why? Well, I mean, it's the Church of Shisato again. It's
I'm
too
totally down
powerful.
for that church. Episode 4, the panty episode, was really strong.
Was
So if you're watching the show, you should at least hold out until that one.
there's no lewdness, though. It's just implied lewdness, right?
And implied lewdness is great also.
So, yeah. I think where this Yoshi guy absolutely failed was like, his implication that Shisato was gonna do great things, and she misinterpreted him and said she was gonna be a savior like him, and she took that way too literally. But I think it was always in her nature, so it's like one of the one of the rules of Robert McNamara: you cannot choose a human's, you cannot change a human's nature or whatever.
Yeah, because you see her from before the operation. She is saving people, and even though she uses live bullets, it's a means to her goal. But then again, I don't understand the motivation for this Allen Institute to train or gather people that are killers, or trying to kill as many as they want. I'm just
I think they
unsure
said
of
that the
the
ta like a talent is something given by God or something,
yeah.
and they want to find as many pe talented people as they can. And if they give them like this token of they belong to the Allen Institute, maybe they think they have some part in it. But anyway, it's like where was I going with this? I mean, they give her a heart, and then she turns from the path that they had envisioned, but I don't know why that is a bad thing, because what were they trying to achieve? They were trying to achieve a massive body count. I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, what I think will have had a much more impact if you gave Chisato a serial killer's heart, or if you can go that way, it would be, I mean, artificial heart, you,
Yeah, they gave her like every single motivation they could think of to try to get her to kill again.
Yeah.
I mean, terrorists, and even the threat of if you kill me, you'll get to live yourself.
Yeah.
All of the motivation was laid out there, and yet she walked away from it. But later we find out that Mika, the sensei, he made the choice for her, though. He took the heart, he put it in her without her knowing, and without her knowing that he killed for it. So I think this is the reverse The Last of Us 1 ending. It's you have to promise me that we couldn't have saved the world.
Yeah.
And that's why I am alive.
I can't remember the Last of Us 1 ending, but yeah.
Oh, she asks Joel if, you have to promise me that you're telling the truth and that you didn't just murder a bunch of doctors to save me.
Basically. Yeah.
So, yeah. She just accepts her new art without question, and she doesn't realize that they probably had to kill Yoshi-san for it.
Yeah. And Yoshi and Mika was lovers, or?
Yeah, they joked about it at first, but when I saw their interactions, I guess it's true.
Yeah. So it was kind of... towards the end, Mika tries to... he shoots the... I can't remember her name. I don't know if it's ever been said.
I don't remember her name either.
No. But then we see him using rubber bullets.
That's probably the only thing he had in his basement.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if Yoshi is still alive then.
Oh, yeah. No, but he doesn't have a heart.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah, my bad. Of course, they implanted it in him.
Yeah. I mean, George Lucas would have been disappointed. Chisato was too principled. It's if you strike me down, and so on and so forth, and anger and hate and all of that leads to the dark side. But yeah, no dark side for you.
No.
No Sith Lord.
I think, yeah. I don't think they're existing in real life. I think you can do both bad and good things.
Sure. Oh, by the way, did you get the feeling when you started watching this that you were watching a Death Note clone where they were deleting everyone? Delete, delete. A bad Death Note dub.
No. Okay. But I can totally see what you mean. It was kind of funny at first when they executing everyone for even the smallest crimes. It's probably that, yeah.
Yeah, I think what is good though is that Mashima did achieve his goal. It's like he created blood in the water, created the seed of doubt that is gonna topple the DA later. I do hope.
Yeah, and they does survive. So, what will happen in the future?
He's gonna continue doing what he's doing.
It's
it's a shame it's that original, the robot kid got arrested though. That was pretty funny. It's like the meme from the lolly calling the police. Hello, police. Reporting the robot guy.
I couldn't really care for him ever.
He was probably a kid, that's the point though. He was probably the same age as Walnut, as Kuromi, or Kurom.
And towards the end, we see Silent Assassin is become a regular at the cafe.
Yeah, and we don't know
Yeah.
why.
No, it was kind of weird, the whole story of him. He was.
Yeah, it was like one of the steps they tried to get Chisato to kill, I guess.
Yeah, they devoted a whole episode for it.
It was kind of tragic, actually, using like a decrepit old man who probably didn't know where he was to try to fool them into killing an assassin that probably deserved to die. But yeah, it's like that's a different matter.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of how Takina adapts this new non-killing style?
I think she does pretty bad at the start. Towards the end, we see her kind of more adapting the style. I don't think she gets the reasons behind it at first.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange though, because the entire thing about Takina is that she is very focused and she has almost perfect accuracy, while Shisato can dodge almost everything but has a lot worse accuracy because of her rubber bullets.
Yeah.
But when it comes to it, Takina doesn't really have that good of accuracy anymore in actual fights later. There's a
And she
lot
does
of
love to kill.
misses.
Yeah.
But he's also emphasized that she's shooting for non-lethal hits.
Yeah, in the legs and such.
And she's also shooting like immobilization things.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I guess we've been rambling for a while. Let's focus up a bit. Initial score.
I mean, it's a solid 8. I really enjoyed every aspect of it. It was something I could watch. I mean, if you asked me to watch it one more time, I could do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I actually want to give it a 7, but I think I have to give it an 8 because it's not terrible and it's pretty good
No.
actually. So
And also every aspect of it, music, animation, writing, plot, development. I mean, it did pretty well in every department.
yeah, I mean the
I mean,
characters
sure,
are
we could
just
have.
too charming.
Yeah.
Walnut, Chisato, Takina, they're great, all of them.
Mizuki. Mizuki was also great, I
Well,
thought.
I guess.
And
She's like the teacher in Yuru Camp.
yeah, you always go back to your camp,
Well,
yeah.
I had to think of something you'd seen because you haven't seen K-On! And I guess Takina would be Rin and Shisato would be
Yeah,
what's she called?
pink-haired girl.
Yes. Nadeshiko-san.
Oh, that's good. Yes, of
Yes.
course. towards the end there, when they released this movie from the cover-up,
Oh yeah, that was stupid. Just
I.
admit it at this point, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they just went out of their way every time to. And also, the police didn't know anything. The licorice was blocking
Yeah,
off a
they suspect
train.
in the end, but it's like, yeah, well, the older
Yeah.
guy is saying, don't do that because you're gonna get yourself killed if you're trying to investigate this.
Yeah, and his name was Abe, so.
Yeah.
An homage to a truthful man.
Probably not, but yeah, sure. Abe-san.
Yes.
So, anything else you want to add?
No, I think it's a great watch, and you should all be watching it. I think a lot of people have pushed it on as this non-anime anime, even though it has pretty many tropes. I've seen a lot of popular people on Twitter really enjoying this, so. Hideo Kojima, for
Oh,
example.
Kojima-san. Sure.
Yes.
Wasn't he responsible for shooting Abe? Wait. Wait a minute. I'm sure he was accused of shooting Abe at some point.
At some point,
Ah,
he
it
was.
all ties together. He was gonna sue the people who made those
Yeah.
articles, right? Yeah. Okay. Good for him.
It's, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny, but I guess for him it's not funny at all. Yeah, I totally get
No,
that.
you have a completely different cultural understanding, yeah.
No, but I mean, it's for him, it's incredibly disrespectful and it's probably not something he imagined would ever happen. So yeah. But I guess I hope in like a few years he can see the funny side of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, if that is all, I guess.
Yeah, I think you said you watched the Call of the Night.
Yes, I think that'll probably be
The next
something we will
episode.
do in the future.
The next episode, I think. Yeah.
All right.
We will also be watching Chainsaw Man. At least me.
Yeah, I'll be watching Chainsaw Man. Sure.
Spy X Family Part 2 is coming up
Oh,
this
yeah.
next
And we did promise
season.
Summertime Render sometime, but we'll see if we
Oh,
can keep
yeah.
that as well.
Yeah. And also, I have one show I really want to do.
Overlord?
But no,
Okay.
I mean, we can do Overlord if we.
I don't
If
want
we
to do
want to,
like
but
4 seasons of Overlord. I think it's even more, isn't it?
it's four. But Shadow Garden, the Eminence of Shadow, comedy isekai. I love
Okay.
isekai, so probably something we will do in the future.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, next episode, Call of the Night. Probably 3 weeks to. 2 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's
We should
pessimistic
probably
future.
really watch Made in Abyss to the end.
Oh
I
yeah,
have
that as
one episode
well.
left.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as always,
So
I think.
we have a lot of stuff to do. Mob Psycho 100 season 3.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves
No,
because
no, no.
I think Call of the Night is basically all we'll promise for now, and then we'll take it from there. So anyway, I think
Yeah.
follow us on
Twitter, SoundCloud, all your podcast apps, the Casual Anime Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, the Casual Anime Pod. Well, give us a message or something. And we'll check that out.
Yeah, let us know what you want us to cover next, and we might actually cover it. All right.
All
Until
right.
next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.